My name is Kirsty, and I am the host of the Mindset and Me podcast. Formerly, I'm an accredited transformational and mindset coach, Vedic meditation teacher, and wellness expert. I'm obsessed with helping you navigate the messy middle and find clarity in every season of life. Informally, I'm a pale rosé wine lover, chocoholic, and your new bestie. We get into all the life lessons and learnings from the most incredible guests to help you gain clarity and get into an abundant mindset. So go and grab a coffee, get cozy, get comfortable. This is the Mindset and Me podcast. Welcome back to the Mindset and Me podcast. I am back again with an amazing solo episode for you. Sorry, guys. Just me again. But I really wanted to put together this episode that I think is really important as we go into the darker months. Now, you guys who know me know that I love cozy season. Sure, I'm into summer when I'm abroad, but honestly, summer in the UK just doesn't do it for me. And that's maybe just my personal opinion. I love cozy life. I love big coats, scarves, hot chocolates, bonfires, cozy pubs, winter walks. I'm all about that. However, I know for so many people, it really, really affects their wellness, their mental health in this season. And so I want to be able to try to help you if you are in that situation right now, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling stressed, if you're feeling that this is going to go on now for months and I don't want to be living in this darkness. What's also imperative to recognize is that I do work for myself. So, you know, I can get out in the day and go on a dog walk when it's light. I don't have to do both my dog walks in the dark. And, you know, so I understand that my life is slightly different and I recognize that as well. However, there are things that I do to put into place to make sure that I thrive through this season as well. I'm not just surviving, guys. I'm thriving through the season. That's what we're going to take with us. That's our motto for life, all right? If you're with me, we're thriving this year, trust me. And so the first thing you need to do is just cut all the crap out of your life. And I mean people, places, food, energy. If someone is draining your energy, they need to go. You cannot spend time, the precious energy that we have, entertaining these people. If people are causing you extra stress as you're going into winter and you're dealing with wellness and your own mental health, you just have to revise the situation and the relationship that you're having and think about what you can do to change that. Maybe you just spend slightly less time with these people or around that energy, or maybe you don't visit places that don't feel good for you. There's a lot of pressure as well, and especially if you live in London, that like you have to be doing a million things in December. And honestly, like I say this and take this with a pinch of salt, because that was me doing all the things all the time and ending up like so exhausted. But similar, I mean, I love doing it all, but there seems to be a pressure that you need to be seen at a certain place or take your photo in front of a certain Christmas tree, or you know, go to this and go there and go to Harrods and see these things. And if you don't get joy from that, you really don't need to do that, because the more you're doing this and people pleasing and essentially creating something for yourself that isn't truly what makes you happy, you're taking away from your wellness, and you don't realize how much this like small topic really, really can affect your life. If you work 9 to 5, or so many people I know work 5 to 9, Monday to Friday, and it comes to your weekend and you're spending your weekend full of doing all of these things that don't really serve you rather than replenishing and filling your own cup up, that's when your wellness starts to be affected pretty badly. And you get towards burnout and resentment, and you feel bitter and stressed and annoyed by people. And it's difficult to be in that situation. So I want you to start to think about that first and foremost, like cutting the crap out of your life for the winter season. Starting your morning with something for you. Now, again, I say this with a pinch of salt for all the working mums out there. I genuinely don't know how you do it. You're amazing. Your mornings are chaos, and I salute you. But is there something you can carve out for yourself? It could just be a minute a day. Maybe it's you have a hot cup of coffee on your own somewhere, or maybe, you know, for me, my favorite thing in the morning is meditation on my dog walk. Like without, I like, that is my morning and they're amazing. But you know, that's, I've carved that out for my life, and my life is, you know, me just thinking about my dog really. So it's very different. However, You know, having to start your day with something for you means that you've put yourself at the top of your priorities for your day, which means you're going to achieve well at work. You're going to be thinking about yourself, your relationship, you know, what you can be doing for your partner, what you can be doing for yourself that day, all of these amazing things. It's topical and it's top of mind for you. And it begins to become innate. You start your day and you ask yourself, what does my mind, my body, and my soul need today? And then you provide that for yourself today. As I've said many times, the minute you don't listen to your intuition, you're doing yourself a disservice. It's no longer self-love. It's almost like you're falling into self-hatred. You have no compassion. You don't think you're as important as anybody else. You neglect yourself and it becomes this downward spiral. It's imperative that you prioritize that. And a way to do it, which I share with a lot of one-to-one clients, is the percentage breakdown. Now, this is really confronting and is a pretty big practice, but I want you to look at your life and I want you to work out what percentage of time you spend at work, thinking about your family, your loved ones, your partner perhaps, your dog, your friends, and then how much of a percentage of time do you actually give for yourself? And I'm going to tell you now that nobody I know who I'm working with right now has scored over 15%. And that's fine. That's how modern life is. And I do believe women have a harder life than men. And let's not get into that on this episode. But I truly believe that it's very, very different for women. And so, you know, if you're not at least giving yourself 20% of your time a day, we need to revise that. And when you think about that, that's nothing. 1/5 of your day for you in your life. Come on, we can do that. We can start to change that. What is something that we can do differently? Maybe it's booking that Pilates class that takes an hour every Tuesday. Yeah, do you know what? I am having that hour for myself. And you guys can work around it. I tell you what, I'll have that today. You have this tomorrow. Let's figure this out. We can work this out together. But best believe that I'm doing that and I'm doing that for myself alone. No phone is with me. No phone is turned on. That's what I am doing and I'm going to enjoy it. So looking at the percentage breakdown is an incredible thing that you can do. You guys, you know what I'm going to say next, don't you? You have to meditate. If you're not meditating in modern life, I don't understand you. And I'm sorry, but I genuinely don't. Meditation is a gift you give to yourself. Meditation will change your life. Meditation brings up the things that we suppress. It makes you understand who you are. It is a beautiful gift and practice. Why do you think I put a meditation at the end of every single episode? It's to get you guys to meditate. I then release one the next week. I'm really trying. I'm out here doing the work to get you to meditate. And if you're not feeling comfortable meditating, which I know some of us don't, let's ask the question why. What is it that we don't like about meditation? I guarantee you, if you're not meditating, it's not that you don't like it. It's that you don't like what comes up behind the meditation. All the more reason for you to meditate, because when we can take a moment, take a notepad out after our meditation, reflect on what came up for us, what triggers, what are we repressing, and how can we work towards fixing those so that when we go into our practice, every single time we practice will become easier. You're not uncomfortable with meditation. You're uncomfortable with what comes up through your meditation. So let's change that. Okay. We can do that together. I want you to look at what brings you warmth into your life. What gives you that cozy feeling, my favorite? What gives you that? Who gives you that? When you're around them, do you feel like you can just collapse into their energy, give them a big hug? You feel safe and supported. You feel loved. You feel like you belong there. What can you do in that moment to be around that energy? Maybe there's a certain drink that you buy or something, or maybe there's like a TV show that you watch, Hello Gilmore Girls. I've watched it 700 times. I'll never get bored of you. You know, what is that thing that gives you that warm feeling that makes you feel, oh, I love this. You want to get wrapped up in a blanket. Okay, because what you want to do is remember that feeling. The body recognizes it and then start to do more action that evokes that feeling. What else can we add to the list? Let's find like-minded people who enjoy doing these things. Who else wants to wrap up in 7 coats and go on a walk on the beach? I do, actually. I love that. Thank goodness, because I live in Yorkshire now. But who wants to do that? You know, who can I find to do that? Who wants to go and find the cozy pub and we've gone on a big walk and we're freezing cold and we sit by the fire with the puppy? Who wants to be around that energy? Okay. whatever's bringing warmth into your life and making you feel safe and making you feel supported, that is what you want to try to seek out. You can create that for yourself as well. Everyone talks about romanticizing their life. And as much as I am like so over that saying, I love the concept of it though. I love the idea that, you know, you don't just run yourself a bath. You light the candles. You put, as Jules von Hepp does, chamomile flowers in the bath. You know, you have soft music, soft lighting. Maybe you have a nice little glass of red wine, a little bit of chocolate, whatever you want. But you make it this moment for yourself. And, you know, we can't do that all day, every day. We've got things to do, darling. We've got a never-ending to-do list. I'm there with you. But there's certain times that we can, and we create that warm and cozy feeling. What I'm actually trying to create for you is comfort in your life. And self-soothing and being able to create comfort for yourself steps you into a power that you don't need to look for that anywhere else. As soon as you look for that elsewhere, you put yourself out there, your insecurities come up. Oh, I need you to help me and make me feel better. Without you, I won't feel comfortable. Without you, I'm not going to feel okay. No, you can do that for yourself. It's within you. You know your power, but let's begin to self-soothe. Let's find that feeling for ourselves. The next thing, guys, that I bought last year that I bloody love is my Aurora light. I'm going to put a link to my Amazon shop, no big deal, in the show notes, but it has it on there and it doesn't cost you anything else, but I get like a small, it's like an affiliate thing. Anyway, whatever. It's incredible. This Aurora light, right, I put it on and whatever mood I'm in, sometimes I go aggressive and it's red and it's bright red Aurora light shining across the ceiling. But what it does is bring me this sense of calm, and I often meditate with the Aurora light on. Let me tell you, the places I've been to in my meditations with that light on, the things we've seen in my brain. But it's so beautiful. It's so amazing. It genuinely makes me so happy. I feel like I'm laying in bed and I'm around the northern lights. And again, like in winter, like what is something that I can use? You know, because in summer I don't really use it. It's so light all the time. It has kind of like no effect. So I can use that in winter and I can enjoy using it. It's this beautiful moment that we have where I'm in my room, I feel calm, it also feels familiar, I feel safe, I know that I can be comfortable in this moment. So let me take a moment to be comfortable right now, okay? Finding comfort in these incredible things. I'm also going to shout out a brand actually that have no affiliation with this podcast whatsoever is Nest. And Nest candles are amazing. And listen, it is expensive and it is an investment, but there's one, the Driftwood and Chamomile. You guys, I don't even have it lit and it smells. My room is unbelievable. Anything with chamomile in the room is so soothing. And for me, like, I'm not a lavender girly. Got to be honest, it's a bit too strong for me. But this chamomile and driftwood is unbelievable. So I'll put a link to it anyway down below, like if you're interested, or maybe it could be a really nice gift for somebody. But again, like I walk in there and it's sensory and I create things that are sensory, you know, sights, smells, sounds, everything that needs to be a certain way for me to get into a certain mood that's going to be able to recognize and bring forward the feeling that I want to bring forward. Without taking these moments and being able to set up these things within my life, my wellness really gets affected. If I'm just go, listen, I'm a Pisces and I'm a projector in human design. So your girl needs rest. I'm also Taurus moon. Hello, love a nap. So I can't go at 100% every day, and my work actually would be terrible if I did. I have a couple of hours out of my afternoon every single day where I do absolutely no work. And it's between 3 and 5. And because I have quite a lot of international clients, I do take a lot of evening calls. So for me, it's fine. I have no judgment. I'm like, we're good. Like, you're working till 7, 8 sometimes. Like, you're fine. But actually, I need that. I go out, I take the dog out again, and we kind of have a moment. I'll take a nice flask of tea or something, and I'm unwinding. And I'm asking myself, what was good this morning and what was overwhelming and what do I need to do later? But I'm giving myself space to do it, because if I go back to back meetings, trust me, I've done it. I did it in my old work that I used to do. I've also done it in this job. It's too much for me and my work really suffers, but so does my wellness. I can very easily feel close to burnout. I've been burnt out, I think, once, which is really recently, when my B12 was just completely on the floor. And I don't even know if you know how bad it was, really. I had blurred vision. I was losing feeling in my body. I kept passing out. I kept just going to walk and collapsing on the floor. It was really scary. And I was very, very close to burnout. I was very overwhelmed through different situations in my life. And actually, I needed to take a step back and take myself out of these situations, reboot and reset and get back on track. And I feel amazing. Like, trust me when I tell you, I feel amazing. We're going to go into a whole lowdown towards the end of the year. Get ready for that bumper episode, guys. Buckle up, strap in, you know, take half day, you're gonna need it. But it's really, really important to me to check in with myself and to recognize how I work, how I behave, and what I need. And finally, again, as you know, on a solo episode, I really don't like to keep you too long, because honestly, I do just bang on and I have to write notes to make sure I just don't talk absolute twaddle to you. But finally, it is a really important time for you to think about what you're wanting to achieve next year, so that you don't overwhelm yourself, because you know what everyone's content will be in January. You know what the conversation will be in January. New start, new goals, new ways of thinking. And it's not to say new, I hate new year, new you. No, thank you. That's outdated. Goodbye. But I do want you to upgrade your life. I do want you to be constantly striving, but in a beautiful, healthy way that doesn't affect your wellness and your mental health and your clarity in life. Don't take somebody else's list of goals as they should be yours. Don't take someone else's strategy as that's what you should be doing, because you do what serves you. And so it's a really, really good time now to seek out signing up with a coach, maybe, or thinking about who you can work with, who's going to be by your side, who checks in on you and goes, hang on a second, this isn't what we talked about. You are very close to burnout. You're really overloading yourself. Let's strip this back. What do we need to do? How can we work this? Let me put a strategy together where you're going to achieve things, but it's going to be in a much more attainable space for you. You're not going to be overwhelmed like this. How can we do that together? Okay. That's what's so important about having a coach or working with somebody, you know, and again, like, I'm not pushing me, but whoever resonates with you, whoever you feel that you want to work with, whoever you feel understands how important wellness is for you. Because if you get a coach and they don't understand that, red flag, no thank you. Because I guarantee they're looking after their well-being. And if they're not, that's a bigger issue. That's a huge issue. They won't be there in 2 years. So you really, really need to think about that. As I did mention, until the end of the year, I'm hosting one-off wrap-up sessions, which are amazing for you to be able to look back on your year, you know, come to me, say, this has actually been either a great year, I want to excel it, or a difficult year. Like, how can I navigate this? How can I feel proud of myself at the end of the year still? What's a good way that I can move forwards into 2024? How is it 2024 soon? I don't understand. Where does time go? It's really scary. But, you know, thinking about those things, if it feels good for you and it resonates with you, if not, take out a journal, you know, or put notes in your phone or in your Google Calendar, you know, write down things that are coming up for you, write down things you're proud of, you know, create the done list in the back of the notebook. Yeah, I had a bit of a difficult year, but look at what I achieved this year. How amazing am I? How strong am I? And how can I keep going? And like, that's what we want to be doing. That's the energy we're going to bring forwards. Oh, so I hope this helped. Honestly though, when it is a solo episode, I do feel like I do talk a lot to you and like very quickly, but I want to have the information to you in a succinct amount of time. So as always, I thank you for listening and your support with the podcast. Every share, mention, comment, anything, review makes such a difference. It also really helps me to understand what kind of themes you like. So please feel free to DM me at Kirsty Rayner or at Mindset and Me Podcast. And I welcome feedback, by the way, with anything. And I'm always trying to create something that's new and different for you and helps you. So yeah, let me know. And I am so grateful for you for being here. But you know what part of the podcast it is? It's time to get really comfortable, really cozy, as we go into this week's mini meditation. And as we move into the meditation this week, I want you to just put both of your hands on your belly and feel a connection to the center of the body. When we feel overwhelmed or stressed, when we haven't given ourselves time, we neglect this part of the body. We neglect how we're feeling. We don't breathe into the belly, we hold our belly tight. We don't allow ourselves to fully breathe and express ourselves. We don't allow ourselves to listen to our intuition because our gut knows best. Trust me, our gut knows best in any situation that we are in. We're not allowing ourselves to be there. So I want you to draw all of your breath into the belly. Deep breath, slow breath, gentle breath, and being kind with yourself in this moment. Deep breath. And taking a moment to notice how you feel when you solely focus on breathing into the belly. Breathing into the belly, how do you feel? When you just breathe into the belly, how do you feel? When you allow yourself this breath, when you allow yourself to be here, just you, no judgment, no expectation. When you allow yourself to take care of your body, when you allow yourself to take care of your mind, how do you feel? How do you feel? Feeling the belly rise and fall with the breath. Feeling your belly rise and fall, how do you feel? No judgment, no expectation. Surrendering to your body in this moment. Asking yourself, how do I feel? I want you to stay here for as long as you need, as I quietly say bye to you, and I will see you again next week.